MTG Arena Standard Best of 1, read the engine, kill the right card, win more games. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide, at no extra cost to you. In Best of 1, remove the card that creates repeatable resources or multiplies future actions, not automatically the largest creature. Read the board as fuel, engine, multiplier, protection and payoff. Ask what repeats without another card, what grows if it survives one turn, and whether the visible finisher can still be answered later. This framework improves decisions without pretending one static kill list fits every matchup. Many arena losses feel as if one enormous card appeared and ended the game. Replays usually tell a ruder story. The lethal creature was only the receipt. The purchase happened two turns earlier, when a modest permanent began producing mana, bodies, cards or damage, and nobody interrupted the machine. This guide gives that machine names. It uses current rules, a dated post-ban field, and Robert's own 60-card Rakdos experiment as a transparent case study. The deck is not sold as a tier list. It is useful because its moving parts are visible enough to dissect. Best of 1 punishes the wrong answer more than the missing answer. Best of 1 compresses adaptation. There is no second game in the match where narrow cards leave and specialized answers enter. Your opening hand, flexible interaction, and first reading of the opponent's plan carry more weight. That does not mean every deck should become a pile of removal. It means each answer needs a job description. Cheap removal buys tempo. Exile handles recursion. Sweepers punish width. Counter magic prevents enter the battlefield value. A card can be excellent and still answer the wrong layer. Begin with immediate lethal, then look for compounding value. If nothing kills you now, the card that improves every future draw often outranks the creature currently shouting in combat. Best of 1 also rewards answers that overlap. A spell that handles both an early creature and a later engine keeps more opening hands functional than a narrow answer with a higher ceiling. Record the situations where a card sits unused. Dead cards are not merely unlucky draws. Over 10 matches, they reveal which assumptions about the field were wrong. Robert says, the monster in front may be the bouncer. Find the accountant. Write one engine sentence before touching removal. The Puzzlewick engine sentence is deliberately plain. When fuel enters or leaves, this engine creates or discounts resources. This multiplier turns those resources into pressure. This protection or interruption preserves the sequence. This payoff ends the game. You do not need every clause. A mono-red deck may be threat, pump, protection, lethal. A black sacrifice shell may be body, death, trigger, recursion, drain. A mid-range deck may be efficient threat, 2-for-1 value, removal, larger threat. The sentence exposes the point where one card begins doing the work of several. If you cannot finish the sentence, do not click faster. Inspect graveyards, available mana, cards in hand and triggers waiting to happen. The engine sentence should describe causation, not card order. I cast three creatures, then attacked, is a timeline. Each cheap creature creates a token, the token feeds a sacrifice outlet, and the death trigger drains life, identifies the mechanism. Once the sentence works, remove one noun in your head. The noun whose absence collapses the most clauses is often the best target. Robert says, say the sentence out loud. Strategy sounds less mystical when every noun has to earn rent. The five-question inspection finds the quiet threat. Ask five questions. What repeats without another card? What creates mana, cards, bodies, or damage? What gets worse if it survives one turn? What makes the rest of the hand cheaper or safer? Can the payoff be answered later? The questions are ordered to reveal acceleration. A creature that attacks for three may be replaceable. A two-mana permanent that produces another resource every turn can make the next three cards arrive early or arrive twice. Wizards described the now-banned Badgermole Cub as a cheap threat that demands an immediate answer. The useful lesson survives the ban. Inexpensive engine cards can distort a game before their combat stats look impressive. Repeatability has several disguises. A permanent can repeat every turn, every spell, every creature entry, or every death. A cost reducer may never draw a card and still generate the equivalent of several mana. A protection piece may look passive while converting every removal spell into a poor exchange. Count the future actions it changes, not only the words printed in bold. Robert says, one untap is a unit of compound interest. Some permanents are charging a predatory rate. Kill order changes when the payoff is already lethal engine first is a heuristic, not a religion. If the visible attacker represents lethal damage, answer it. If a triggered ability is already on the stack, destroying its source may not remove the trigger. If an enter the battlefield ability created value, a normal destroy spell may be trading down. Build a quick decision tree. Check lethal. Check the stack. Check whether the threat returns from the graveyard. Check whether exile, bounce, damage, or a counterspell changes the result. Then decide whether the machine or its current output is the true emergency. Strong players are not always seeing more cards. They are classifying the same cards by function and time horizon. Timing changes target priority. Before combat, a multiplier may turn several ordinary attackers into lethal pressure. After blockers, the visible combat trick can become the emergency. During an end step, removing a draw engine before it untaps may be worth more than saving mana for a larger body. The framework ranks jobs, the current window decides urgency. Robert says, a rule of thumb should bend before the board does. No Friend Protocol is a case study, not a trophy. Robert's No Friend Protocol is a disclosed 60-card Rakdos experiment built from his audited arena collection. Its creatures and spells show a readable family of relationships, cheap bodies, death payoffs, sacrifice outlets, token generation, recursion and damage that does not require a clean attack. Impact Tremors turns creatures entering into damage. Vengeful Bloodwitch and Marauding Blight Priest reward different life and death events. Eaten Alive can convert a small body into removal. Reassembling Skeleton is persistent fuel when mana permits. No single card proves the deck competitive. The lesson is diagnostic. If the opponent removes only the largest creature while leaving the repeatable trigger source, every small body keeps carrying hidden text. If they exile the recursive fuel or break the multiplier, the same draws become ordinary. Robert's disclosed Rakdos list is useful precisely because it is imperfect. Reassembling Skeleton can be fuel, but only when the mana and timing permit. Impact Tremors can be a multiplier, but it does not protect itself. A sacrifice outlet without bodies is furniture. Labeling roles makes weak draws legible and prevents a clever interaction from being mistaken for a complete competitive plan. Robert says, it is called No Friend Protocol because every token receives an exit interview. Combat math begins before attackers are declared. Threat assessment includes combat texture. A 1-1 with Death Touch can trade with a much larger creature in ordinary combat damage. First Strike can change whether the return damage happens. Trample asks how much damage must be assigned to blockers before excess reaches the player. Combat tricks turn open mana into uncertainty. Before attacking, compare the best block, the opponent's untapped colors, known tricks, and the value of waiting. Before blocking, ask whether your trade still works if power changes or protection appears. Arena can preview damage, but the preview is not planning. Say the blocks and likely trick before committing. The habit exposes attacks that are only good when the opponent cooperates. Combat forecasting should include the game after combat. A trade that looks equal may open an engine to attack next turn, remove the only sacrifice fuel, or place a useful card in a graveyard that can recur it. Before confirming blocks, say which resource each side loses and which trigger each loss creates. Power and toughness are only the invoice total. Robert says, a glowing attack button is not a character reference. Removal is a family of verbs: destroy, exile, damage, bounce, counter, sacrifice, and shrink are not interchangeable. Destroy can fail against indestructible or recursion. Damage cares about toughness and prevention. Bounce gains tempo but may replay an enter the battlefield ability, counter magic acts before a permanent resolves. Sacrifice effects can reach creatures that cannot be targeted, but the opponent often chooses what leaves. Match the verb to the engine. Exile persistent fuel, counter expensive value on entry, sweep a board whose strength comes from width, use cheap damage on a creature whose engine requires one untap. When reviewing a loss, do not write needed removal. Write the verb, mana value, and timing window that would have changed the game. That turns frustration into a deck building requirement. Write answer verbs in the deck notes. 2 mana, instant, exiles a creature, is a usable requirement. More removal is not. If the repeated loss involves an enchantment, a graveyard, or a wide board, creature destruction will keep failing with impressive consistency. The review should alter the answer suite by problem class, never by the emotional size of the last defeat. Robert says, I needed removal is a complaint. I needed 2 mana exile is research. The 10-match engine laboratory for 10 matches pause at the first difficult removal decision. Write the engine sentence, record your target, and predict what the opponent's next turn becomes. After the match, review whether the answer stopped lethal, reduced future resources, or merely changed the artwork of the threat. Track decisions, not only wins. A correct line can lose to draw order. A bad line can survive because the opponent draws lands. Results matter over time. One match is a witness with a poor memory. At match 10, revise 3 cards at most. Add the removal verb you repeatedly needed or improve the mana that prevented you from casting it. Then run another 10. This is how a deck becomes yours without pretending the ladder owes you certainty. At the end of the laboratory, separate execution errors from construction errors. Missing an available line asks for practice. Failing to draw a type of answer across a large enough sample may ask for deck changes. Drawing the answer but lacking the right color may ask for mana work. 3 different diagnoses should not all be treated with 3 new rare cards. Robert says, keep a decision ledger. The win screen is emotionally satisfying and editorially lazy. Final verdict. Your removal plan should begin with repeatability. A one-time threat may be spectacular. An engine that survives turns every ordinary draw into a better draw. Learn to write the engine sentence, and the battlefield becomes a system rather than a collection of alarming nouns. Frequently asked questions: what is an engine in Magic? A repeatable interaction that turns one resource or event into additional mana, cards, bodies, counters, damage, or selection. How do I know which creature to destroy? Check immediate lethal first. Otherwise, prioritize repeatable resource creation, multiplication, protection, and cards that become much worse after one untap. Should I save removal for a finisher? Only when the finisher can be answered later. If the engine will produce enough advantage to overwhelm that answer, interrupt the engine now. Why is best of one different? There is no post-game sideboard correction in the match. Flexible interaction and fast recognition carry more weight in the first game. Is the No Friend Protocol a tier deck? Number it is Robert's disclosed Rakdos case study used to show fuel, sacrifice, token, and drain relationships. No win rate is claimed.